Adventist World Radio. From broadcast to baptism. Powered by SID Media.
We're speaking to Weaving Reeds this afternoon, and of course, being a Tuesday, and Bongitladi is joining us on the line. Good afternoon, ma'am.
Afternoon. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you doing?
I am good. No complaints, thanks.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us. We are talking about children and screen time. Wow.
Yeah.
This is a, man, I don't know how to explain it. It's such a problem these days. It's such a, these kids don't want to go play outside. I mean, they're just on the screen. And I'm happy that as Weaving Reeds, you're actually discussing this further, because these kids, I mean, children and adolescents, they spend a lot of time watching screens. I mean, this includes smartphones, tablets, gaming consoles, TVs, computers, you know, and of course, I mean, screens can entertain, they teach, they keep children occupied. But it looks like if we have too much, then we could actually also have problems. And so please, you just you know, tell us what your view is here as a Weaving Reeds. A lot of parents in this age have come to realize, to rely rather, on digital devices to entertain the kids while they're busy with other things. It looks like parents are just lazy.
Yeah, so this is why we decided to have it as a topic, because we are parents and we are also struggling. So it was one of those topics where we felt like, so like most people are affected by it. And it really spans from toddlers all the way to teenagers and young adults. The screen, we've all been bitten by the screen bug. And for us, it was a concern for ourselves, but for the community at large as well, to say, where are we going with the screen addiction? You just have to go to a restaurant and you'll see kids on screens. Even if, you know, we visit each other's homes, it seems to be okay for all our children to go away and be on screen somewhere while, you know, parents are talking. Even in churches, just go to the back of the churches and see the teenagers and what they're doing. They're on screens. So screens really seem to have taken over. And our question was, you know, where do we draw the line? What is safe? What is now bordering on addiction? And what do we do about it?
Sure. Yeah. So, man, what should be parents doing, man? It seems that the easiest and very quick thing to do is just to throw a gadget and they'll be out of your case and you can actually be doing other things.
Yeah, that's the thing, you know, that's, it makes, it's a good babysitter. That's what we call it. It's a good babysitter because kids' attention are fully drawn to it. And for the 30 minutes or 1 hour or 2 hours that you need, you know that your kids are safe, in brackets, safe. They're in front of a TV. And I think that's what a lot of parents do. But if we look at the research, and there's a lot of research now coming out about the effects of screen time, particularly on young brains, we see that, I think we might be harming our kids. And yeah, it's time to put the brakes on, reasonably so. I was looking at the South African Pediatric Association, and they give a recommendation that, you know, kids, children rather, should by no means have screen time before the age of 2 years. Nothing. Like, not even, you know, 5 minutes. They just should have no screen time before the age of 2 years. And if you look at other countries, the American Pediatric Society is even pushing it up. They're thinking of 4 years, 5 years, you know, pushing up the age. And different specialists are showing what the side effects are, you know, from obesity, as you said earlier, that children are choosing to sit instead of play outside. Irregular sleeping. You've got teenagers who are now gamers, preteens who are on their phones throughout the night. Now it's time to wake up. They are tired because they slept at 2 o'clock on their phones, whether they're on TikTok or social media or whatever. We're seeing lots of behavioral problems, you know, kids in elementary school who spend so much time are seen to have more behavioral problems at school. There's impaired academic performance. Lots of screen time has been linked to children having a shorter attention span and, you know, not liking reading. Because if you get used to watching and getting, I mean, I see it even with me as an adult.
Yeah.
We've become so used to getting information quickly. If it's a tweet, you know, within 20 words, I've got the gist of what you're going to say. Now, imagine having to read a long paper about that. We're getting impatient, like,
yeah,
get to the point.
True.
And that's what screens do. Screens get to the point. You see it there and then. Why should you read the whole of Genesis when you can, in 30 minutes, watch a cartoon that will tell you everything that happened in Genesis? You know what I'm saying? So it's also making kids, you know, impaired. They don't like reading. It's in America, you see in countries like America where there's more studies, it's been linked to violence, particularly with gaming. You know, these kids that game a lot are linked to, you know, being more violent, less time for play. I mean, it goes on and on. Those are the ill effects, obviously, that we are harping on right now.
Yeah, it's hectic, man. It's hectic, and I'm happy that you mentioned mentioning some of the side effects. Now, I've also read somewhere some time back or looked at some presentation. I think it was on YouTube, if I remember, of how too much screen time also affects the level of brain work in terms of the ability to use the brain and be effective with actually thinking strategies, etc. Is that a point?
Yes, that's definitely a point. There is a lot of research that's been done, even amongst the Adventist faith. You know, there are a number of speakers who've, researchers who've looked at that very point, that it does affect the way children process. And, you know, an interesting point, they've looked at, for example, cartoons, at how interactive cartoons are. You know, it's pictures everywhere, it's bright colors and so on, and the child's mind gets used to this very active picture. And then now you take the child away from the screen and you want them to do their lesson study or to read the Bible, and it is increasingly boring for them. So they get used to a point of always being on this hyped up, you know, way of thinking. And then when you now have to adjust to the normal pace of life, it's almost, and we wonder why we've become so impatient.
It's a big problem. Now, what do you guys suggest is the possible entry age for children into gadgets?
Sure. So I won't give a possible entry age because there's just too much debate out there right now. And I'm also full of regrets thinking, you know, we should have held those screens away for longer. But right now we're saying, you know, if you've got young kids who haven't been exposed to the screen, keep them away for as long as possible. Anything that can be learnt on the screen can be learnt off a screen, as we, you know, learnt.
True.
But there obviously comes a time when screens do become part of schoolwork, part of whatever. Then the tips that we give to reduce it is, number one, try and ensure that where possible, you encourage active screen time. What is that? So it would be like, for example, your child exercising and watching the exercises on TV, or they are doing some sort of reading challenge or maths, whatever, but they're using a screen. So they're active. They're not just vegetating and listening to something, just, you know, like a drone. They're actually engaging. Also, as much as possible, we must plan what our children watch. You know, this thing of just giving your child, they can just go on YouTube and do whatever.
And just look for anything.
We are seeing more and more that a lot of children who are doing school research, they will type particular words and lo and behold, pornography comes out.
Oh, goodness.
Yes. So try and plan, try and be there, try and oversee. Get into the habit of looking at the history of what your child has watched. If you do catch something, address it. Eliminate background TV. Background TV, I remembered when I was growing up where, at a particular time the TV would go on and then it would go on for the rest of the night. So even though no one is watching, the TV is just on. So we must try and eliminate that because it does also count for screen time, even though you're not concentrating, but it's there. Try and keep TVs, smartphones, computers out of the bedroom if possible, particularly for teens, for children, because it's interrupting their sleep. They get to see things they shouldn't. They become addicted to all sorts of things, so that stops it. And simple things, less families, let's try not to eat in front of the TV. Or if we do, maybe as a treat, let's say we're watching something together. I saw an interesting family that decided to take away all screens from their kids for 1 year, 1 full year as a screen detox. And after a year, they brought back, but this time they were having family sessions. So something to look forward to. We really want to watch X. Let's do it together. And not encouraging this, you watch by yourself in your corner, in your room. It separates the family. Kids get up to all sorts of things. And the effects can go on and on and on. And I'm glad so many schools are now saying, please don't bring your gadgets unless it's for school activities. You can only use it to phone your parents when you need to after school. Because we see more and more that kids are sharing not great info with each other from these gadgets that they always carry.
Yeah, man, it's hectic. It's hectic. It's this use of gadgets also makes these children to be the worst generation of them all, of all generations actually to date, and it gives worries because I'm not sure if innovation because all of these innovations that we've had in the past, we was encouraged by parents, being very active in encouraging the children to actually go out there and play. Now, as we conclude our conversation, Bongi, what is your advice to parents? I saw one clip in the social media where this child was throwing a tantrum because of their gadget was taken away from them, and they were in the grocery store, and the child just wanted the gadget because he wants the gadget to play with, and the parent was like, "No, you're not paying attention. We're in the shop," and all of that, and it was a big mess, and the child throwing themselves on the floor, etc. What are some of the tips in the next few moments that you would give to parents to say, rather try this and that, rather avoid this, that? I know you've touched on a few, but just in closing.
Yeah, so for me, the first really is to, as we said, to try and keep away screens as much as possible. But for many people, when we discuss this, they're like, it's too late. It's too late. They're already very, deep in this thing. And the next tip that, that I would say that we are also trying out is having long screen breaks. So for example, a number of psychologists and psychiatrists encourage a 3 week screen detox at the very least.
Okay.
In that 3 week period, it gets to reset the brain. You find kids becoming more creative in that 3 weeks. The first week apparently is terrible, and I've seen it myself because we tried it. The first week, we felt like, yeah, like an addict losing something. You felt okay, where is our crutch? But the second week, my sons were coming to ask for me to read books to them. You know what I'm saying? They were playing along better. Tantrums go down. Life does become easy, but you have to go through the first withdrawal, and then after that, reset, decide as a family, what do we want to do? As a family, do we have no screen during a school week and only have screen on Sunday for 2 hours, 3 hours? Regulated. This thing of unlimited screen time is where we're going. Because we're not saying it's totally bad. There's lots of things that people could learn. But the problem is now a lack of self-control because of its addictive nature. We are adults are addicted. Kids are addicted. So learn, try and teach the kids to self-control, and that will happen initially through rules. You know, in this home, we don't watch screen time during the week, for kids. You know, we watch them on the weekend, or if we watch during the week, it's exactly 1 hour and no more, and no screens in your bedroom. You know, try and regulate it. Don't make it a free-for-all, anything goes. And then where possible, see, there are two issues with screen, as I quickly close. Mm-hmm. There's the issue of the amount of time and what it does to you. Mm-hmm. And the second is now content. And where kids are still young enough, try and pre-select content. You can always download content and it's there on your phone. You've seen it, you approve it, it's there. When the child's time for screen time comes, you're giving them something that is already, you know, downloaded, something you approve of. Mm. Don't take it for granted because it's a Bible story that it's age appropriate. You know what I'm saying? It could be, you know, David literally, thinging Goliath's head off. Do you want a three-year-old to see that? You know what I'm saying? So take time to also curate and see what is appropriate. But as much as possible, let's preserve our children's childhood. Let them play outside. There's nothing wrong with being bored.
Yep.
You'll be bored until you find something to do. Let them do their chores. Let them contribute to, you know, the activities of the house, you know, set the table. Because screen time takes away from all of that.
Yeah, very important, man, very important. And lastly, for parents, do as I say, do as I do.
Do as I do. This is a tough one, eh? This is a tough one, but yeah, we have to try. And I think for us, COVID was the big time where, you know, we became so screen. We were working on screens. We were doing everything on screens, but let's be the example to our children. Let us also use our phones and our iPads responsibly. If anything, do what you need to do. In front of them, read, you know, show those things you want them, exercise, do those things that you want them to do. And let's also really try and curb our own screen use because it is getting out of control.
Beautiful. Well, Bongi Itladi, thank you so much. Coming from Weaving Reads, the next episode?
Yes, the next episode next week, I think, is on spiritualism. And that is very linked to screens because we are seeing a lot of spiritualism on cartoons, you know, ghosts, friendly ghosts. We are seeing all sorts of issues of the state of the dead in cartoons. And then we wonder why tomorrow our kids have a particular view. We are seeing a lot of spiritualism.
Lovely.
That's what we're speaking about next week.
Looking forward to that. But before I let you go, I've got a comment here, which I think resonates well with, coming from Bongi, saying mine are allergic to boredom. And I think this is a case for many parents because now as I'm reading this comment here on the line, I'm thinking, oh my goodness, I've also had this, I don't know how many times, coming to me or mommy, I'm bored, or daddy, I'm bored. I'm like, so what?
So what? You'll be bored and you'll find something to do, you know?
Well, what's the best response there for parents?
Say it's okay to be bored. Think about something to do. Think about something to do. So yeah, it's like when I was young and I'd say I'm hungry and my mom would say I'm Joyce because that's her name. Like think of something clever to say. But boredom is not the enemy. Yes, we know an idle mind is the devil's workshop. So we're not saying make your children idle the whole day. No, they must have things to do. Where you can give them activities, do. But we are not to just entertain them all day. And I think that is the enemy.
Yes.
We are now used to being entertained from morning till evening. What we are saying is we've got work to do. There's life. Life is working and doing things and playing and interacting and speaking to Coco and speaking to Mkulu. That is life. And there's a time for screen and you can have that when it comes. But if you're bored, think of something to do.
Beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much for that. I just actually wanted to hear because I do know them. Some parents would say, so what? And other parents would say, well, you're not going to die, etc., etc. In fact, some of these responses may actually, not really be solving a problem. But I'm glad that you're saying, look for creative ways in which you can address the issue of mommy on board or daddy on board kind of a situation.
Can I say one last thing quickly?
Yeah.
You know, I was speaking to... a friend this morning about Eden. You know, we see God creating the Garden of Eden and putting Adam and Eve. And throughout the garden, there was fruit, wonderful fruit, and there was one tree which they couldn't eat. So, you know, this one of the preachers I listened to was saying something interesting. He was saying the Eden environment was a yes environment, you know. So everywhere you looked, it was yes, 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 yes. And then there was no. Sometimes we make our homes no environments. Why not fill our homes with good books, with games, with, you know, snakes and ladders, things that the kids can, that they can want to do. So let's fill our homes with things that are good for them, so that when they are bored, they can reach out for that book, they can reach out for that game, they can go and skip. There's a skipping rope. Let's make it a yes environment and not a no environment. Because now you've got gadgets everywhere, but you keep saying no, 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 no,
yeah,
no, no.
True. True. Very powerful point, actually, to end it at. Bongitladi, thank you so much for joining us here on AWR.
Thank you so much. Have a good one.
Blessings to you.
Thanks.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.